Well, it is a very good morning to you from the sports team. AmaZulu have finally picked up their first win of the season, also to beating Chippa United 2-0 at the Moses Mabhida Stadium on Tuesday night. Orlando Pirates, they've made it 6 wins out of 6 in the Betway Prem when they claimed a 2-0 win over TS Galaxy at the Mombela Stadium. The Buccaneers flying, matching their best start to a season in the Premier Soccer League, stretching back to 1996, and they also extended their lead to 6 points atop the league standings. Pirates fans, Achabulile this morning, this is what the biggest Pirates fan had to say following the victory against TS Galaxy.
We should be popping some champagnes now. No. We need to pop some champagnes. We've already won the league. The league is if Kaizer Chiefs fans could say the league is gone within one single game, what more of us? That is
6 games.
Listen, this coach has broken an Orlando Pirates record of winning 5 games in a row. Now we are on our 6.
Yeah, listen, I'm a Kaizer Chiefs fan, but Amapagania, they look the real deal at the moment, just finding a way to win. I didn't think they were pretty great yesterday, but President Ama 2000, Rele Mofokeng, the 20-year-old, scoring an absolute belter yesterday against TS Galaxy. So that is Orlando Pirates, 6 out of 6, the only team in the league with a 100% record when it comes to the matches. Cricket news, the Proteas, well, they're doing exactly what I thought they would do in the first test, absolutely dominating Bangladesh. South Africa batting first, second day, second test, South Africa 341 runs for 2. Let me look at the scoreboard. Yeah, Tony DeZozi, he's brought up his 150, just inside 238 balls. He's at the crease with David Bedingham, who's on 38. If you missed action from day one, Aiden Markram, he's gone for 33 runs and a nice 106 runs there from Tajul Islam. And then finally, news coming out of Old Trafford is that Man United target Ruben Amorim is yet to make a decision about his future. The reports coming out of United is that the deal is in place in principle, but the coach says that he hasn't made a decision about his job. Remember, Man United sacking Erik ten Hag on Monday following the defeat to West Ham United. Problem is, yeah, United have to pay Sporting £8.3 million as a release clause. So as soon as we know, we will let you know. But it does look like the new boss at Man United would be Ruben Amorim. For the East Coast Radio.